Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Samach Tes. We are holding on Daf Samach Chesam Beis. We just got through the Mishnah on Daf Samach Chesam Beis yesterday, so we are holding right after the Mishnah. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, Lezecher Nishmas Marcel Weber, Mordechai Ben Yoshua Menachem Mendel, Olav HaShalom, who's Nifter on Shabbos Tes Kislev, and the Nesham Shevin Aliyah. We thank Henry very much for the sponsorship, and also by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank Dr. Landerer for the continued sponsorship as well. So we started to read the Mishnah yesterday, where the Mishnah quoted a three-way machlokas if a nida did bedikas on only days 1 and 7 of the Shivan Nakim, or Zava did bedikas on only days 1 and 7 of the Shivan Nakim. So three possibilities. Does that count as a full Shivan Nakim? Because we assume if day 1 and day 7 were okay, all the days in between were okay as well. That is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua says, no, they only get two of the days that count, and they need five more. And Rabbi Akiva is the most machmir. He says, no, only day 7 counts, and they need six more days. So the Gemara is going to discuss first what the explanation of each shita is, the conversation that follows just the statement of those shitas, and then the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if a person only does a bedika on just day 1. Or just day 7. Does that count as a potential full Shivan Nakiyam according to the Shita that days 1 and 7 counts? So does day 1 or 7 count as well? The Gemara is going to then discuss different cases of Toa in bringing Rayas. The Gemara is going to talk about cases of Toa. Toa means that a woman has no idea what happened. So we already had a complicated discussion earlier in the Masechta about this. A woman was Mapelas and she doesn't know what she was Mapil, when she was Mapil, or anything like that. Was she led this bizarre? So when did she become a Yoledis? When are you made Tumah? You made Tara? So we went through all those complicated cheshbonos of how to get around that. So we're going to bring that back. So we're going to bring back some of that discussion. But other cases of Tumah as well. A woman says, Yom Echad Reisi, I saw Dam for one day. I just don't know if it was my Yimei Nida, my Yimei Ziva, when it was exactly. So how many Tevilos does she have to be Tovel if you assume Tevilah Bizman HaMitzvah? Or a woman says, Shnei Yomim Reisi. A woman comes during Ben HaShemashos and tells us the Shnei Yomim Reisi. And we don't know. Did she see just now? Did she see a week ago? We don't know. We don't know anything. So, how many tevilos a person has to go through in order to solve that problem? The Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss extensions of tumah after a person of the tumah status after a person dies. I mean, what if a person was a zav, a zava, mitzora, a nida, and then they died? Are they still a zav, a zava, mitzora, or a nida? Do we say no? They're just dead, and therefore they have tumas meis. So the Gemara is going to talk about l'may nafkamina, meaning a dead person is mitzora. More than any of those things are metame. So there is one type of tumah that applies to those people and not to a mace. So we're going to discuss whether that tumah extends la acharmisa or for how long that tumah extends la acharmisa. So let's begin at the Gemara on Daf Samachesam Beis. Again, the Mishnah quoted three shitos. If a woman does a bedika day 1 and day 7, but none of the days in between, three shitos. Does it count for a full Shivan Nakiyam? Does it count for 2 of 7 days? Or does it count for just 1 of 7 days? So Tanya, the Braisa, picks up on the conversation. That Omer lo Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, Lidvarecha, according to you, that it counts as 2 of the 7 days, meaning days 1 and day 7 count, but now you need 5 more days, Atamana b'seirugin. But now you're counting the Shivan Nakiyam out of order now, meaning you're skipping days within the Shivan Nakiyam because you're counting 1, 7, 8, 9, 10, v'chulei. So how could you do that, Torah Amra? Doesn't the Torah say when it comes to the Shivan Nakiyam, Achar Titar, the very pasuk that says V'safra la Shivas Yamim says V'achar Titar. So what does Achar mean? Achar Lekulan. That implies that it's that it's one zman that for all 7 days, meaning that there can't be separate times in counting the 7 days. That it has to be 7 consecutive days. Shalote Tumah Mafsekas Peinayim. If there's Tumah Ziva in between, in middle of the Shivan Nakiyam, it ruins the entire Shivan Nakiyam. You're going to have to start all over again. So Amar Lo Rabbi Shur. Rabbi Shur responded to Rabbi Lezer, Ata Iata Moda Bizav Shara Keri. What do you think? There's never a minyan b'serugin that we never count by skipping days? Aren't you Moda if a zav becomes a balkari during the one of the days of his sfira. Ubinazir shehilech schachos upraos shemona b'seirugin. Or if you have a nazir that during the main nazirus he walks under a canopy or a branch of a tree where there's tuma on the other side, that in those cases, that case of a zav who becomes a balkari, or a nazir who walks under a canopy, that they also have to count by skipping the days that they have that minor tuma. So it's only soser the day that actually happens. And the Torah says by nazir that becomes tameh to a meis vadai that the yom rishonim yiplu, that their previous days don't count toward the minion of his nazirus, and he has to start his nazirus all over again. So you see that both by a zav and by a nazir, it's got to be consecutive days, and yet lesser forms of tumah, like a suffix tumah of a canopy by a nazir, or a tumas keri for a zav, puts a pause on the counting. So you could pause the counting and then continue when that tumah ends. So that's why I hold that you can count day 1 and day 7 even though there's a pause for days 2 through 6. That's just like if a person becomes a balkeri during the Shiva Nikim, that you could pause it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer would respond, why doesn't he compare this to a Zav Shara Keri or a Nazir that goes underneath Schachos Upraos that they could count B'Seirugin? So Bishla Mahas, and he said, I understand very well. A Zav sees Keri, it's not going to be so said the previous days, because by Re'ias Keri, the Pasuk says, Litama Ba. Amar Rachmana. The Torah says, Latama Ba, which we darshan, She'en Soseres, Ella Yoma, that the only thing a Re'ias Keri has the ability to be Soser is the very day that you saw the Keri. The Imish HaMechlufi, and if you think that we need to be Machmir Midrabanan, that Re'ias Keri should be Soser the previous days as well, because people might make a mistake and say, well, if Keri only pauses one day and doesn't ruin the whole count, then maybe Ziva shouldn't either ruin the entire count. So Zav Balkari Lamichlaf. Nah, no one's going to make a mistake and confuse a Zav and a Balkari. Nazir Shilich Al Gabi Schachos Upraos Nami. And we're also not going to be Machmir Midrabanan, that if a Nazir goes under Schachos Upraos, under canopies and branches, that we have to be Soser his entire Nazirus, because people might confuse that with Tumas Vadai, because Mida Oraisa, Ol Ma'alia Be'inan, Mida Oraisa, in order to ruin his Nazirus, he needs a real Tumas Olamais midaraisa vaday, and Safik Olamais wouldn't do it. Rabbananu de Gazu, the Chum were the ones that are goes there. That if he goes under Schachos Upraos, that he's going to be that it's going to be Soser that day, because maybe he came into an Olamais. Rabbanan bidaraisa lo michlif, and people will not confuse a din de Rabban with a din daraisa. Aval hacha, but by a zava that only did a bedika on day 1 and day 7, ichashinan dilma chazai besafek, if you're going to be choshesh, then maybe she saw during those days in between, during days 2 through 6, and that's why you're not being mitzarif them to the Shiva Nikiyim, but you're still counting days 1 and 7, asilach lufi bevadai, then you're going to come to confuse that for a case where a woman sees dam in days 2 through 6, because you're going to assume that that's not so sir the day 1 that she counted previously, and that she could just continue the count once she stops seeing the dam, and that's not true, so we're afraid of that confusion. Tani Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Amri, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Midivrei Rabbi Yoshua, that Rabbi Eliezer, who said that the in-between days count toward the Shiva Nikiyim, not only do they not interrupt, they count toward the Shiva Nikiyim, seems more correct than the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we only count Yom Rishon Ushri Bilvad, because if we're going to be Choshesh that she saw Benatayim, why wouldn't it be so, sir, Yom Rishon? But Vidivrei Rabbi Akiva, Midivrei Kulan, but it seems that Rabbi Akiva, who requires Shiva Yom and Ritzufim, who requires 7 consecutive days starting from day 7, if you missed all the days in between, that seems the most correct. And even though that seems the most correct, aval halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's what the Gemara paskened way back in the first paragraph on Dav Zayin, and that's what we paskened in Shulchan Aruch, that if a woman does a bedika on day 1 and day 7, but does not do bedikah on any of the days in between, it's not ideal, it's not lechachila, but it does work. It counts as shivanakim. There were certain people that were running around telling people that lechachila they should count just day 1 and day 7. That is not a good idea. That's because then you can cause, first of all, it's clearly only bedi'avin in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch requires lechachila, 2 bedikas a day for all 7 days. So, okay, most Rishonim say 1 bedika a day for all 7 days, so that you can, but to only do day 1 and day 7 is clearly only a bidyavid, and it's a very dangerous bidyavid, because if a person misses day 1 or day 7 when they're only counting it to begin with day 1 and day 7, so then it could really mess them up, it could set them back a whole week. So, okay, ibayilu hazavaza, and that relates to the following sugya, hazavaza shabbat gatzman yom rishon v'yom shmini. What if they did a bidika on day 1 and day 8, meaning they never counted day 7, but they did a bidika on day 8, umatzotar, and they found that day 1 and day 8 were nekiim. Rishariyam lo batku, but they didn't do any bidika on days 2 through 7. So the Rabbi Eliezer mahu, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that a bidika on day 1 and 7 will count as shivanekiim. So what if you do day 1 and day 8? Will that count as shivanekiim? Can they go to the mikveh after that as well? So the Gemara explains that stadim of the safek is the fact that Rabbi Eliezer is machshir in our Mishnah day 1 and day 7, because tchilasan visof and beinan, you need a bedika at the beginning, you need to bookend the Shiva Nakim, so you need a bedika at the beginning and at the end. But if you did day 1 and day 8, yes, you have the beginning of the Shiva Nakim, but you don't have on the last day of the Shiva Nakim, because day 8 is already after the Shiva, so you, therefore maybe it shouldn't count, the Shiva Nakim should not have counted, and day 8 should be your new day 1, and you should need 6 more days after day 8. Or maybe Rabbi Eliezer really holds that just doing a bedika on day 1 is good enough, even if you don't do a bedika on day 7. And over here, since you did a bedika on day 1, so that's all you need. So it doesn't even matter that she did a bedika on day 8, just the fact that she did a bedika on day 1 would be enough. The suffix is dafka within Shita Rabbi Eliezer, because according to Rabbi Akiva and according to Rabbi Yeshua, it for sure doesn't count, for sure only the 8th day counts. According to Rabbi Akiva, the first day doesn't count, because Shemaro obeyed the time, and even Rabbi Yeshua, who allows counting b'serugin, is only going to allow counting b'serugin when he did Rishon u'Shvi'i, because they're ra'oi to be mitzarif to each other, Rashi points out. But Yom Shmini is not ra'oi to be mitzarif. If it were consecutive, it would never have been mitzarif with day 1, and therefore it's too long of a break to be mitzarif 2 days that are off from each other. So it's only according to Rabbi Eliezer that says that we actually count the intervening days. That's when we have a suffix. Do we assume that day 1 is all you really need? So Amarav, hihi, that just like the 5 days in between when you do day 1 and day 7 count towards Shiva Nakim, so too when you count just day 1, all of the days count as Shiva Nakim. Tchilas naf pishen sofan. Rabbi Chanina amar tchilas on this sofan binan, vahacha tchilas nika sofan lakan. Rabbi Chanina disagrees. He says, no, you need tchilas on this sofan, and over here you don't have tchilas on this sofan. So they ask on Rav, the Braisa tells us that even though there's machlokas tanayim about doing bedika on day 1 and day 7, vishavin, that everyone agrees, bizav, bizav, Shabbat Gratzman Yom Rishon Yom Shmini Yom Matzu Tahar Shein Lam El Shmini Bilvad, that if a Zav or a Zav does a bedik on day 1 and day 8, then it doesn't count. All you got is day 8. You have to count another 6 days after day 8. Man Vishavin, who are the Tanaim that we're suggesting agree to that halacha? Lav, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Isn't it including even Rabbi Eliezer? And Rabbi Eliezer says day 1 alone is not good enough. Lo, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva. No, maybe the Vishavan is talking about everybody but Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, who disagree when it's day 1 and day 7, whether only day 7 counts or both day 1 and day 7 count, will both agree if it's day 1 and day 8, that only day 8 counts. But in Achinami, Rabbi Eliezer would disagree. Rabbi Eliezer would say you're done counting, because as long as you did day 1, that's good enough. So now the Gemara brings another kula. Amrav Sheshasam Rabbi Yim Baraba Amrav, neither Shefrisha Betara Beshlishi Shala. If a woman did a bedika on the third day, from the time that she got her Re'ias Nida, and that Bedika came up to her, even though she saw Dam that very day, so far to Lemin Shivanikim, that day can count toward her Shivanikim. So this entire sentence makes no sense, because we're talking about a Nida. A Nida doesn't even need Shivanikim. So Nida, Sphira Lamala. Why in the world is a Nida doing a Sphira of Shivanikim? A Zava needs Shivanikim, not a Nida. So Ela'im a Zava, Shefri Shabbatari B'Shlishi Shala. Yeah, that's what we meant to say. That if it's a Zava, zava that does a bedika on the third day of her flow. It takes 3 days to become a zava gedola. So if she does a bedika on the third day of her flow, so far to l'minyan shivanikim, that third day of her flow, since she stopped bleeding sometime on that third day, that counts as day one of her shivanikim. So still, amalei avsheshes Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Rav kikutai amal shmeite. Rav is passing like the kutim. The amri yom shaposekes bo safar to l'minyan shiva. The kutim hold that the day that you do a hefsek tara on, the last day of seeing dam, counts as the first day of the Shiva Nikim. Meaning they're the ones that say that there's a mitzvah yom kikulo at the beginning of the count of the Shiva Nikim. But that's a mistake that you say mitzvah yom kikulo at the beginning of the Shiva Nikim. So kikam rav levar mishlishi. No. When Rav says that it counts toward the Shiva Nikim, he means that every day after that counts toward the Shiva Nikim. So if a zava sees dam for 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then on Tuesday she does a bedika and it comes out clean, starting Wednesday she can count her Shiva Nikim. So it just went from a sentence that makes no sense to a sentence that makes too much sense, meaning that's very obvious. When she's finished bleeding, she counts Shiva Nikim. That's the halacha. So of course, bar mishlishi pshita. Obviously, she's allowed to count Shiva Nikim. Says Malot Tzricha, kigon de lo batka ad shvi'i. No, the case is she saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, did a hefsek tara on Tuesday, didn't do a bedika Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, and only did her bedika on the following Tuesday, on day 7 of the Shiva Nikim. Shmin and Hassam and Rav is trying to tell us, as far as bedika of Yom Rishon, Yom Shmini, Rav told us, Tchilas Nav Pishein Sofan, that if you do Bedika just on day one, that accounts for all Shiva Nikim. Bahacha, Kamashman, over here, Rav is telling us an additional Chiddush, Sofan Nav Pishein Tchilasan, that if you do Bedika just on day seven, that's going to count as well. But he does require that there be a hefsek tara. Meaning Yom Shvi Bilvad is not going to work if there's not a hefsek tara. But the hefsek tara has to establish that she's Mayana Sasum, that she's finished bleeding. But then after that hefsek tara, on the third day of her Re'iyah, so in the actual Shiva Nikim, she only needs one bedika, and a bedika on day seven is good enough. I might have thought Tchilas Anav Pishein Sofan works, because once she found that she's Tara on Yom Rishon, so she now has a chazaka that she's taren, that chazaka can carry forward each and every day. But I might think that just doing a bedika on day 7 is not good enough. Kamash Mulan. That's why it tells us that yes, it is, because she is becheskas tara, because she has the hefsek tara that already established her, that she's becheskas, that she's not seeing dam anymore. So the Gemara is now going to bring a kasha on Rav from a braisa. Rabbi Shimon Levi said way back, 30 dapim ago, or more, 40 dapim ago, that if a woman is mapelas and is eni yodas mahi pila, she has no idea what came out of her body, so whether it was a vlad gum or it was just a ruach, so we're told her that she was mapila vlad and she's chayiv to bring a carbon yoledes, because rov nashim that were pregnant have a vlad and not a ruach. So the Gemara over there says that Ravin tells us that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina asked on Rabbi Shobin Levi from a braisa as far as a woman who left when she was pregnant and came back a long while later, and she wasn't pregnant anymore, but she has no idea what happened in the intervening period of time. If she gave birth to a vlad or a ruach, and if after she came to us she didn't see any dam for 3 weeks straight, and on the fourth week she saw each and every day, and on the fifth week she didn't see, and on the sixth week she saw again, and it goes on, being rov b'seirugin until the 13th week. So the braisa says that she needs many, many tefilos in order to be yotzei all of those sveikos, but nevertheless, she's asal shamish until the fifth week after she arrives. So the first 3 weeks, I understand why she's not allowed to have tashma shamita, because we have to be choshesh that maybe she gave birth to a nekeva, and that was during the yamei ziva. So she's tamei 2 weeks for giving birth to a nekeva, and she needs shiva nekiyim for her ziva. The fourth week, it's not clear why she would be asur. We should be told that she was she had a vlad gamur like most women do, and the dam that she sees right now is therefore dam tawar of a yoledas. So it must be that the braisa holds that we're choshesh that maybe she was mapila ruach and she doesn't have a din of a yoledas at all, and the dam that she's seeing is dam nida that's going to make her tameh against Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. So that was the kasha on Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. So Ravin says that it's not a kasha on Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, because the chashash that maybe she gave birth earlier on, way earlier, and she already finished the yamei tawar. That's what we're choshesh for, and that's why she's tameh during that week. So even though we assume that it's a vlad ma'al yisa that she gave birth to, we assume that that maybe it's still Dam Nida, because maybe she's not in the Yemei Tohar anymore. So now the Gemara asks, from that same statement on Rav, so Eini, can you really say like Rav, that if a woman does a bedika on only day 7, that counts for Shivan Nikiyim? Vakiyasa Ravin, but didn't Ravin once come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and Amar, he said, Masa Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina asked the Kasha and Rabbi Shobel Levi from the Brisa of Toa, of a woman who left when she was pregnant and came back not pregnant and has no idea what happened in between, V'lo Yadana Maiti Yufte, but we didn't know what his Kasha was, because you could say the Brisa in a way that it's not going to be a Kasha on Rabbi Yeshua, like we just said, that maybe we have no idea when this event happened and she's passed to Yemei Tohar. So the Gemara explains how that's going to be Kashan Rav in our sukkah to Kaimelon, because we have we assume when it comes to the Tvilos that the Brisa tells us about, that Shavua Kama Da Asi L'Kaman, that the first week that woman comes to us, we're Mechayev her to be Tovel each night, because we're Choshesh that each night of the week is maybe the day that her Yemei Tuma of Yoledes and the halacha is that after the Yemei Tumah of Yoledes, she goes to the mikveh at night. And we're assuming Tevila Bezman HaMitzvah, that's why we're not just waiting till the end of when all the Tumahs could have passed and just let her go to the mikveh once, because we're assuming Tevila Bezman HaMitzvah, whenever her correct Zman for Tevila is, she has to actually go to the mikveh. So that's what we're assuming. B'yamam Lomat B'linilan. That's why during the daytime of that week, we're not going to be Mechayev her to be Tovel. But V'yisal Kadaitach Lo B'yin Esfurin L'faneinu. But wait, according to you, Rav, that you don't have to have a yediyah berura of the Shiva Nikiyim. You could be someich on a cheskas tahara to be mitzarif to the Shiva Nikiyim, like Rav is saying, be a mamanami nitzbulinu. Let's be tovel her in that first week during the daytime as well. Dilma yoleda zachar bezov. Maybe she gave birth to a boy while she was a zava, va'avdala sifurin, and today is the last day of her Shiva Nikiyim. So, and a zava goes to the mikveh during the day. Elav shmamina. So this is a kashan rav, because this seems to indicate the reason we're not going to be tovel her during the day is because she doesn't have a svira that happened right now. She was not conscious of any svira. But according to Rav, it doesn't matter that she was not conscious of any svira. Today might be day 7. Do a bedika today, and that will count for all of the Shiva Nikiyim. So says Rav, Alav mi ukimna ki Rabbi Akiva da amar bin nesfurin lefenenu. No, didn't we say already on Dav Lamed that this price is following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you need Sfurun Lefaneinu, but according to the Chavim and Achinami, you don't need Sfurun Lefaneinu, and Rav just holds like the Chavim. Uminat Tamer to the Rabbanon lo bein Sfurun Lefaneinu. How do you know that the Rabbanon hold that you don't need to actually count all of the days in a conscious way when you know what's going on? So the Gemara brings a brisa that is the sheet of the Chacham, that you don't need Sfurun Lefaneinu. Ditnan, because we have a brisa, it's not really a Mishnah, even though we're saying Ditnan, it happens to not be a Mishnah, so it's difficult that we use the word Ditnan. Toa Shamra, if you have a woman who's mesupuk about when she saw dam, and she says, Yom Echatame Risi, here's what I know. I know that I saw dam for one day and no longer than one day. I just don't know when that one day was. It could have been today. It could have been yesterday. It could have been 5 days. I don't know. So I don't know if it was during my Yemei Nida or during my Yemei Ziva. So matbilin osa teisha tvilos. We are matbil her 9 times in order to be yotzei all of the possible svekos of what she might be. So the Gemara pauses the brisa to explain why 9 tvilos. So Gemara says, Shev l'nida, 7 times because of chashash nida, meaning the first 7 nights she comes, after she comes in front of us, we have to be mistopic that maybe each of those days is the last day of her nidus. She saw dam for one day. If she, it was during the Yemei Nida, she's tummy for a week. So it could be that she saw a week ago, or it could be she saw the minute before she came to us, and she's a Nida. So each of the next 7 nights, she's Tovel, Utre Laziva, and another 2 tefillos because of Chashash Ziva. 1 tefillah because that day she came, on the day she comes to us, we have to be Choshish. Maybe yesterday she saw, and it's during the Yemei Ziva, so she's Zava Katana. She needs a tefillah today. And the second time, tomorrow we're going to do tefillah because maybe she saw dam today, and then the halacha is that she, and it was during the meziva, so the halacha is she's going to need a tevila tomorrow. So ben hashmashos tamei reisi, and if she says that I saw dam during ben hashmashos, but I I don't know when it was, whether it was today or some other day, or what it was, whether it was Dam Nid or Dam Ziva, then Matbilosa Achasas Tvilos. Then we add another two Tvilos. So says Gemara, Achasas Maya Vidatayv. How do we get to 11 when she says that she saw Ben Ashmashos? The 9 that we said before, okay, we should include this as well. Some Rabbi Yirmiyahu Difti could go and Shabbasal Fanena Ben Ashmashos. Now the case is not that she saw Dam Ben Ashmashos, she came in front of us Ben Ashmashos. In a Kanam, she said she saw Dam Ben Ashmashos, she has no idea when it was, so it would be the same 9 Tvilos. We're not going to make it 11 Tvilos. But she comes to us Ben Ashmashos and she says that she saw Dam, it could have been 30 seconds ago or it could have been a week ago. She has no idea when she saw Dam, and she doesn't know if it was Yimei Nid or Yimei Ziva. So now she's going to be Tovel 8 times because of Chashash Nida and 3 times because of Chashash Ziva, because maybe the beginning of her Nidos was Ben Ashmashos a week ago and it was still daytime, and therefore the very night that she comes she's going to require a Tevila, or maybe she saw Dam right now right before she came to us during Ben Ashmashos, and that already counts as tomorrow, and therefore tomorrow is only day 1 of the 7 days, so that's why it's going to require 8 consecutive days of Tevilas Nida. And the same is true with Zava. You have to add one more day. It's going to require 3 Tevilas, because maybe she saw Dam yesterday, maybe she saw Dam today, and maybe she saw Dam tomorrow. What do you mean she saw Dam tomorrow? She came Ben Ashmashos, so maybe the Riyas Dam she just had is really tomorrow's Riyas Dam, and she can't go to the mikvah until the next day. Lori Isi Kalikar, if the woman says, I didn't see at all, not today, not any of the previous days, then she needs to go to the mikvah 15 times. So says Mara, what just happened? If she didn't see any Dam at all, she goes to the mikvah 15 times. Amarava, hi Dina Delo Dina Dina Begalchi. This is a rule that's totally illogical, that they would be done in one of the cities of Sodom. The Aruch says Galchi must be one of the cities of Sodom. The Islay Tura, someone who has a shor, one or more oxen, Lerechad Yoma, is obligated to shepherd all the animals of the people of the city. They pull together and they take turns shepherding the animals. So a guy who has a shor has to shepherd all the animals for one day, and the Islay Tura, a person who doesn't have a shor, Lerechad Yoma, should have to contribute 2 days of his time to shepherd all the animals. He doesn't even have any animals. So that's totally illogical. That's a Sodom type of law. Isramilu Yasma Bar Armalta. One time they had a Yasom, the son of an Almana, that didn't own any Shvarim for himself. Yavale Ture, they gave him oxen and they forced him to be Roeh for 2 days. So Azulach Sinhu, he went and he shechted them. Samaluhu. So the Yasom said to the people of the city, Disle Ture Lishkal Chad Mashka, anyone who has one shar or more from the sharm that I shechted should take one skin from an animal, the less they threw lishkal tremashki. But whoever didn't own any sharm should get 2 skins from the animals that I shechted. So they said to him, my hide the comrade, what are you talking about? Is that the appropriate thing? Someone who didn't own any part of it gets 2? Samalu, the Yasum said back, Sovdina kitchilastina, that I'm just following your pattern of logic. Tchilastina lavman de lesle adif, just like by tchilastina, the first din, didn't you say that someone who doesn't have any oxen gets a larger portion of the responsibilities? So too, someone who doesn't have any of the oxen gets a larger portion of the cut of what we're taking from it, of the skins. So hachanami, so too the brisa. Uma hechadam reisi sagila b'teisha tvilos. A woman who says, I saw a dam, I just have no idea when it was or what it was, has to do 9 tvilos. Iba achasas rei tvilos, where if she came during Menash Mashal, she has to do 11 tvilos. Hechadam reihi lo reisi. But if she says, I didn't see any dam at all, by a chameshas rei tvilos, now she's going to need 15 tvilos. Ela imahachi. Rather, what it should say, it's a long way to ask. It's a long, right, to ask that question. Just say, it's ridiculous, right? That should be the question. So, okay, so there must be some explanation. Ela imahachi. But you have to say that the Brisa means to say that if the woman said, Reisi veni odea kamer isi, if she says, I saw Dam, but I don't know how many times I saw Dam, and ibi me neither isi, ibi me ziva reisi, and if it was during ibi me neither ibi me ziva, so she might be a Zava Gedola. Then might be then she has to be tovel 15 tvilos. I saw you come under your mama. If she came to us during the daytime, yavinu lashev l'nida, we give her 7 tvilos of a chashash nida. She has to be tovel on the 7 first nights that she comes, because each of those nights might be the end of the 7 days of nida. V'timni l'ziva, and she'll have to be tovel 8 times for a chashash ziva, because maybe before she came, she became a Zava Gadola, and she requires Shiva Nekiyim. So each day of the first week, we have to be Choshesh. Maybe today is the end of the Shiva Nekiyim, and therefore she's going to require a Tevila. And day 8 also, she's going to have to be Tevil, because maybe the third Re'iyah just happened on the day that she came to us, and therefore the next 7 days are her Shiva Nekiyim. So it's only on the second day that she comes to us that we can actually start counting the Shiva Nekiyim. So Asai Kaman B'Leilasa, and if she came to us at night time, then we give her 8 tevilos for a nida, for chash nida, because we're tovel her tonight, but we're also tovel her 7 days later, because she may have only started her yimei nida tomorrow if she came she saw dam right before she came to us. So and 7 times for the chash ziva, because each day of the first week, because each day might be the day that her shiva nekiyim ended. So sach hakol, that's 15 tevilos. So says Gemara, wait, Ziva, Tamni Bayi, she should need 8 tevilos for Ziva, just like we said, if the woman came to us during the daytime. So there's one extra tevila, it should be 16. Ela idivi shavla nida tamni leziva. No, in both cases, she's only tevil 7 times for Nida and 8 times for Ziva. Vleilasa tamni lenida bayi. But says Gemara, why? If she came to us during the nighttime, shouldn't she need 8 tevilos because of chash Nida, like we explained originally? Why would you say that she only needs 7 tevilos? So says Gemara, Ziva de psikale, when it comes to chash ziva, where the fact that she's tovel on the 8th day is something that's kavua, the loshna kiasa kaman be a mama, loshna kiasa kaman be laili. It doesn't make a difference if she came to us during the daytime, if she came to us in the nighttime. In each circumstance, it's going to be 8 tevilos for ziva chashavla. So that's what we count as toward the number of tevilos. But nida de lo psikale, but when it comes to the tevilos of a nida, the number will change depending on what time of day she came to us. If she came to us at nighttime, she's going to need 8 consecutive nights of tevila. If she came to us during the daytime, she only needs 7 nights of tevila. That's why we don't count that 8th one, even though it is a possibility that she will require the 8th one. So when it comes to Ziva, she's always going to need 8 tevilas. When it comes to Nida, sometimes she'll only need 7, so that's how we got to the number 15. Okay, however we got to the number, the bottom line is, we're assuming that if she might be a Zava Gadola, each day during this week that she came to us is going to require a tevila, because each day might be the day after, or the day that she completes, rather, the Shiva Nekiyim. But all of this is just a long way of getting to our Raya, meaning Rav had said a Chiddush, that if she only counts day 7 during the Shiva Nekiyim, it still counts for the whole Shiva Nekiyim, because you don't need Sfurim Lefanenu. You don't need to have counted all of the days leading up to the end of the Shiva Nekiyim. You only needed to count the last day. But if you hold that you, against Rav, you hold that you need a Yediya Barura, that these days are Nekiyim, so then you can't be Somech on a Cheskas Tara. Kolani Tevilos Lomeli. Why does she have to do all these tevilos that she's tevelos biyom? She didn't count Shiva Nekiyim. Tispar Shiva, Vahadur Titbol. Let her count 7 clean days now, and then at the end, she'll go to the mikvah. Elav Shmamina Rabbananhi. Ah, that's how we know that this price is going like the sheet of the Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Darmi Lobin and Surin Lefanenu, that do not require Surin Lefanenu. And Rav is holding like the sheet of the Rabbanan, that you don't need Surin Lefanenu. Now, the fact that she's tevelos during the first week, Shtei Tfilos Lezivasa Biyom, even though she was not Mafsik Betara and she didn't do a Bedika that day, that's not a Raya that you don't need Surin Lefanenu, because over there the Chashash is maybe she's a Zavakatana, that she needs to be Shomer Yom Echad Betara alone. So that's not even a Sfira at all. But when it comes to the Shiva Nekiyim of a Zava Gadola, that's already a Raya of Sfurim Lefanenu. That's the Ha'ara that Tosos has. So Amalei Ravacha Breid Rav Yosef Ravashi Lav Terutzika Metartinan La. Wait, don't you have to be Metarit to the Lashon of the Braisa anyway? Meaning the Lashon of the Braisa was, she said Lori Isi Kal Iker, and she needs 15 tefillos. And we said it can't possibly mean that. It has to mean that she says Lori Isi, that Reisi, but I just don't know Kama Reisi. So how could it be that you're going to bring a raya that the brisa is going like the chachamim, if anyway you have to alter the lashon of the brisa to make it fit, to make it make any sense? You could just tritzvei mahachi. Once you're altering the lashon of the brisa, you might as well go all the way and say that what the brisa really meant to say was that the woman said that she saw dam and then safarti, and I already counted part of the Shiva Nikiyim, but Veini Yodea Kama Sefarti, I just don't know what day I'm up to, where I'm holding in my Shiva Nikiyim, in Bimei Nida Sefarti, and if that was Riyas Nida, and I didn't need a Sefira at all, in Bimei Ziva Sefarti, or if I was counting effectively, it was really during my Yimei Ziva, where I really needed Shiva Nikiyim, and I was counting toward my Shiva Nikiyim, maybe that's the case, because of the Chashash, the seven for the Chashash Nida, and the eight Tvilas Biyom for the Chashash Ziva, because maybe she's finishing her Shiva Nikiyim properly on each of the days of the first week that she comes to us. So maybe she counted three of the days and she needs four more days to count. Maybe she counted two of the days, she needs five more days to count. So it's all a case of Svurim Lefaneinu, and therefore you have no raya that we're going like that the Chacham Shita is that you don't need Svurim Lefaneinu. So says the Gemara, the Gemara asks on Rav Acha b'Rav Yosef, if the woman says Safarti v'eni yodas kama Safarti chad yom ami yef shetvil safra, well then it wouldn't work out, because if she says I know for sure I counted, I just don't know how much I counted. Well, one thing we know for sure is that if she knows for sure she counted, she must have counted at least one day. So chasrula tevila, and that would therefore mean that on the 7 days later after she comes, she's not going to need a tevila, because that already is definitely not day seven. That would already be day eight, because if we know that she already counted one day of Shiva Nikiyim, so we should start picking up the count from there. So the number of tevilos are not going to work out. Now the case is that she says, I don't know even if I counted at all. And that's why she has to be tovel on the day she comes. Because maybe today is the day that that her Shiva Nikiyim ended, and she needs to be tovel each of the following 7 days, and even on the seventh day she's going to require a tevila, because maybe she didn't count at all. So it's eight. So it's going to require eight tevilos lizi Vasa. But at the end of the day, this brisa is not a raya what the shita of the chacham is with regard to Shiva Nikiyim, whether you need Sfurim Lefaneinu or you don't need Sfurim Lefaneinu. That's what the Gemara says, that that ultimately we don't have a raya that Rav is holding like the chachamim, because the chachamim hold that you need Sfurim Lefaneinu, because it's not clear that the chachamim in fact hold that you need Sfurim Lefaneinu. What is clear is that the Gemara says a woman only does bedikos on day one and day seven. That we paskin for sure, like Rabbi Yosef, that counts. There's a tshuva in the Mi'il Tzedakah that's quoted in the Piskei Tshuva. It's quoted on the page in Shulchan Aruch that if a woman was Masiach Das from her Shiva Nikiyim ba'ofen muchlat, meaning she is certain that her Shiva Nikiyim are over, then it's sosur the entire Sfira, and she's going to have to start her Shiva Nikiyim again. Because the Shiva Nikiyim, you need a Bedika, but you also need Sfurim Lefaneinu, meaning you need to be conscious of the count. So the Bedika, okay, maybe you could be Yotze with the Bedika on day one and day seven, maybe even day one or day seven, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that Ein Lahakel on day one or day seven, but so you don't need Bedikos every single day. It's not going to be ma'akiv to do bedikos. But Sfira you definitely need on the intervening days. How do you have Sfira without bedikos? It means that she's aware that it's her Shiva Nikiyim. So if she's Masiach Das, if let's say most commonly a woman has a Shaila on day four of her Shiva Nikiyim, and she looks at that Shaila and she says, oh, this is definitely Tamei, I'm going to have to start again tomorrow. And then a few hours later, her husband comes home and she says, bad news, we're going to have to start Shiva Nikiyim again tomorrow. And he says, let me see the Shaila. And she shows it to her husband. He says, I'm not so convinced that this is so bad, and he brings it to a Rav, and the Rav says, no, Tahar. But for those few hours before her husband came home, she was sure that her Shiva Nikiyim were over. She was absolutely certain. So says Emil Tzedakah, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Her Shiva Nikiyim are over, because she wasn't being so fair during that time. She was Masiach Das during the Shiva Nikiyim. This is the Chumrah of the Mi'il Tzedakah. It's based on the Sfira Lefaneinu, that being Masiach Das, because the assumption is that she's not going to be paying attention to whether if she had a Hargasha in between, or anything like that, and therefore it's a lack of a Sfira, it's going to ruin her Shiva Nikiyim. Meaning Sfira means different things in different contexts in the Torah. When it comes to Sfira Somra, there's also a mitzvah of Sfira, but that requires a verbal, Sfira, that a person has to say the words, Hayom Yom Rishon. There's no such requirement by Shiva Nikiyim. There is a comment of the Shlach Kadosh. It's also quoted in Pesach Tshuva on the page of Shulchan Aruch, where the Shlach Kadosh says that actually do need to count. You need to say Yom Yom Rishon, Yom Yom Sheni. But the Nadbuda writes about the Shlach Kadosh, Oev Mitzvos Lo Yispa Mitzvos. He loves Mitzvos so much that he invented a new one that doesn't exist. That there's no such halacha. So what is the Sfira? Just to be cognizant of it. That's what Machon Pua had a Shaila that they sent out a while ago. They sent out a year or two ago of a woman who was in the middle of Shiva Nikim, and she went into a coma during the Shiva Nikim on like day two of Shiva Nikim, and she came out of a coma on like day five of Shiva Nikim, and then she was ready to go to the mikvah by day seven. I'm not sure what kind of medical condition allows for such a quick turnaround, but she was ready to go to the mikvah by day seven. But days two through five, days two through five of Shiva Nikim, she was in a coma. So does that count as a hezchadas from a Shiva Nikim, where according to the Mil Tzedaka, she's not going to be able to go to the mikvah after the Shiva Nikim are over? So that was the shaila that they dealt with, and the svara to say that it counts as hezchadas is that she couldn't be conscious of her Shiva Nikim because she couldn't be conscious of anything. So that's what half the poskim said, that she can't go to the mikvah, and the other half of the poskim said yes, she can. A woman goes to sleep at night, and that works fine, and you know, it doesn't ruin her Shiva Nikim. So she was in a deeper sleep. That just counts as if she was in a sleep. Okay, but that's part of this halacha of Svurin Lefanenu. There happens to be, there's an interesting discussion over here as well about this din of the Anshei Sedom, that the Anshei Sedom held that the people who had less were responsible for more. So the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin says that their svara was that someone who didn't have any oxen at all had more time than people who had mar benachasim mar bedaikos. Person has a lot; he's got a lot on his head; he's got a lot to do. People who don't have much going on in their lives, so let them take advantage. But so that was the svara of the Anshei Sedom. So it's instructive because the Yad Ramah tells us that that's a svara of Anshei Sedom, meaning that that is not a good svara. That people shouldn't say, they're not doing anything anyway. It's also wrong in reality. The reality is, if you want to get something done, you go to the busiest people. They get things done. People who are not busy, they're used to taking their time, and you know, they'll do it tomorrow. And so busy people tend to get things done more quickly anyhow. All right, so Bezer Hashem, Elisha is going to give the daf tomorrow, and he's going to pick up with the Mishnah on daf Samach Tes Amud Beis.